Famous Circle presents Way of the B-Boy Weekend from May 1st to 3rd. Beginning on Friday with the Vancouver premiere screening of Way of the B-Boy, a documentary following the history of b-boying, also known as breakdancing, from its pioneering in the 70s to the present. This new breed of documentary combines music, dance tutorials, and interviews with some of the world's top experts in breaking with the views of high-profile hip-hop personalities, reflecting on the origins, the values, and the history behind breaking. Famous Circle is proud to present a one-time screening at the Rio Theater at 1660 East Broadway on Friday, May 1st at 4:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. There will also be a one-on-one B-Boy battle the following day at the Cambrian Hall and workshops with the Way of the B-Boy co-stars on Sunday, May 3rd. For all the event details and to check out the movie trailer, go to www.famouscircle.com.
On May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
Soothing, subtle, and strange. Relaxing, reposeful, and a bit rogue. Get ready for Barnyard Records recording artists on tour from Toronto. The unlikely trio of Jean Martin on Suitcase, Justin Haynes on ukulele, and Ryan Driver on the street sweeper bristle bass, playing the lyric and melodic music of composer Mike Friedman. Friday, May 8th at 8 p.m., at the Western Front, 303 East 8th Avenue.
Listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Thank you. And welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CI... Whoops, we'll turn that off. Yeah. Okay, Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Another installment of the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. I'm Jason, your host, and tonight, as promised on Facebook and anywhere else where you would have been paying attention, myself and my guest, who I'm just going to introduce in just a moment, will be covering the wide world of the soul jazz organ, both in the jazz world and in the R&B world. My guest host is Gavin Walker, who you may know from the jazz show on Monday nights in this time slot, roughly, from 9 to midnight. Welcome, Gavin.
Hey, really happy to be here.
Great. So we're going to get into some stuff here from a number of different organists, and you're free to give us a call, too, by the way. The number here is 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR on the phone. So, yeah, we'll be keeping you company with some organ. And, in fact, right off the top, we heard James Brown off of the complete James Brown Singles Volume 3, 64 to 65. Hippo Select has been coming out with every year or two of this gentleman's career, singles-wise. And so we heard Soul Food Part 1. And the organ player on this, I haven't been able to identify, but I think, Gavin, you said you might be able to dig that up somewhere.
I can dig it up, yeah. It might even be James himself, because he dabbled in playing the organ sometimes with the band.
Right. Okay, yeah. So that would be great, because I know it mentions the saxophone player. And it mentions the guitarist, but it doesn't mention a whole lot in the way of the organist.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'd be great. Okay. So yeah, I've got some stuff, and you've brought some stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be hearing from a lot of different folks. I see Alani Smith over there, and
this is Joe Jones, and
there's some John Patton over here, and some Jimmy Smith, and Billy Preston, and some folks. So we'll get into it. What have you got lined up here first?
Well, the first one is a rather mysterious organ player who was in on the scene. He recorded for Blue Note, did about four albums for Blue Note. His name is Freddie Roach. He's no relation to Max Roach.
Okay.
And Blue Note, of course, was trying to get as many organ players as they could into the roster. So Freddie was one of them. Big John Patton was another. And, of course, their star was Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
But Freddie had his own approach. And then when he left Blue Note, he moved over to Prestige Records and recorded several albums from them. And from the best of my knowledge, he left the country in 1967. Mm-hmm. He was born in New York, in Harlem. And he left in 1957 for France. Mm-hmm. And that's it. No one's ever heard of him since. He apparently is still alive.
Right.
He was born in 1931, and apparently he's still alive. Wouldn't be a young guy anymore. I thought he had a very unique approach on the organ. And this is a tune normally played as a ballad, and Freddie just does it, groove style. And because the tune has got great chord changes and so on, and he's featured here with a band with another kind of obscure guy on tenor saxophone, a good player by the name of Buddy Terry, and Vinnie Corral on guitar, and Jackie Mills on drums, and Freddie just cooks on this so much. And a good friend of mine says that I gave him this track among some others, and he said, "Man," he said, "Gavin, that's the best version of Tenderly I've ever heard." So I guess we can hear it.
I guess we'll hear it. Okay, Tenderly, Freddie Roach, originally from an album called The
Soul Book.
Okay, then. CITR 101.9 FM, Shake a Tail Feather. Thank you.
The bar drinking 10 cent brew. You ask them what they're drinking, though you already know. They'll say whiskey every time to make you spin your dough. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. I met a gal I thought was so fine. I begged her to please, please, baby, be mine. I took her out one Thursday night. She got two shots of joy juice and was ready to fight. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Is too powerful for a woman's frame. It'll make some simple and it makes other chicks insane. It can make a girl weighing 104 feel so powerful she'll think she could even whip Joe. This I know to be a solid fact, 'cause I fell for one a little while back. She was so sweet at the start of the night, but after two drinks, wasn't nothing right. That's why I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I'm tired of being broke the day after I get paid.
Aha, Louis Jordan singing, but Wild Bill Davis playing on Lemonade from 1951. Wild Bill Davis was actually with the Timpani Five, Louis Jordan's group, for a number of years anyway. I don't think he was one of the originals, but he certainly was their late 40s, early 50s. And before that, Freddie Roach off of the Soul Book, that was an LP from 1966, and a rendition of Tenderly, a very funky rendition. Gavin Walker is with me on Shake a Tail Feather. He's from the Jazz Show. That's Monday nights, 9 to midnight. All kinds of jazz, new, old, organ, guitar, saxophone, and so on. Of course, Shake a Tail Feather comes more from the soul and R&B side, but of course there's plenty of overlap, and the organ is one of those places where both genres definitely influence each other. Freddie Roach, and there's a number of other folks you got there lined up.
Mm-hmm. Well, next up is a lady. She's pretty obscure. Mm-hmm. They only made one record. They used to perform around Harlem as a duet. Mm-hmm. And when the money for the gigs was, when they got more money for, you know, a specific gig, then they'd either hire a guitarist or a saxophone player or both. It was Gloria Coleman, who plays the Hammond organ, mm-hmm. and Paula Roberts is the drummer. And so they made this one album. Gloria Coleman was married to George Coleman, the great saxophonist who worked with Miles Davis and so many other people. And George is still alive and performing. Mm-hmm. And Gloria, I don't know what transpired with her, whether she's still playing or even still alive, but mm-hmm. they made this record in 1963. And it's called Soul Sisters.
Right.
And so obviously there was enough money on the record date that they could hire extra people. And the guitarist, of course, is the legendary Grant Green.
Green, yeah.
And the alto saxophonist on here is one of my all-time favorites. Another one of these gentlemen who was prominent on the scene for a while, and he split for Europe because better opportunities and more steady employment and so on. But a very distinctive player by the name of Leo Wright, originally from Dallas, but grew up in San Francisco.
Right.
And to this day, he's one of my favorite players. And the tune that they're going to play is dedicated to another saxophone player that they used to use on gigs, and by the name of Sonny Red.
Yeah.
And so the tune is called Hey, Sonny Red, and it was written by Gloria Coleman, and she is a more than competent organ player.
That's great. Well, I'm glad. The only female organist I've been familiar with up until this point is Shirley Scott.
Yes, the great Shirley Scott, yeah.
And so it's great to be alerted to yet another talent who I'll have to acquire somehow. just to add to the collection. So we're going to hear Shirley Scott, and I'm going to throw on some Bill Doggett after that.
Oh, you mean you're going to hear Gloria Coleman?
Sorry.
That's all
right. Gloria Scott. Yeah, you see, I'm already starting to mix them up. Gloria Coleman with the name of the song. Okay, this is off of the album The Soul Sisters. What track are we hearing
again? Hey Sunny Red.
Hey Sunny Red. And then afterwards, another track. I'll throw on Bill Doggett with Andy Lockjaw Davis. And then we'll come back probably just the other side of 11 o'clock. So Gloria Coleman on Shake a Tail Feather, 101.9 FM. Thank you.
The Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101. 0.9 FM, the greatest sound.
And as I always say, thank you, Big J, for that one. Yeah, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather tonight for just under another hour, followed by Chris with I Like the Scribbles. But in the meantime, there's me and there's Gavin Walker from the Jazz Show on Monday nights, and we're listening to organists of the soulful, jazzy variety. We were just listening to, Eddie Lockjaw Davis is the person playing the saxophone, but Bill Doggett, who was also a piano player and played with a number of jazz and R&B bands, was playing organ on that song called Hey Lock, pardon me, Hey Lock from 1952. And before that, we heard Gloria Coleman off of an album called Soul Sisters. That was from 63, was it not?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey Sunny Red was the name of that. And, yeah.
So we have Lonnie Smith, when he was just known as Lonnie Smith. Now, of course, he's Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Dr. Lonnie Smith, that's right.
Yeah, and in those days he wasn't wearing a turban when this was recorded, back in 1968. And I've always liked this tune, because it has personal memories for me, because I was in a band. We played at a club, which is no longer one of those great defunct clubs in Vancouver, called the Lion's Tail.
Oh, okay.
And it was an after-hours club, and I played with a band with organist Bernie Sneed, the drummer of Floyd Sneed, who worked with Three Dog Night, and various other people. And this was one of the tunes, and I remember... practically learned this tune on the bandstand. And we used to play these tunes for about 20, 25 minutes because people would dance to this.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, if people were up dancing, then we just keep playing. And so it was great for us and great for them.
Uh-huh.
And this tune was written by Hugh Masekela, the South African guy.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a story connected with this, which I'm not going to get into tonight. It's a bit of a salacious X-rated story.
Okay.
So we won't talk about
that's
it.
Right.
But
the tune. After 10, that's fine.
We can do it some other time, maybe after hours. But yeah. This is a great band. So it's Lonnie Smith on organ with a fine drummer by the name of Marion Booker Jr.
Yeah.
And Melvin Sparks on guitar. David Fathead Newman on tenor saxophone.
The late, yes.
And the great Lee Morgan on trumpet. And the tune is called The Son of Ice Bag.
Lonnie Smith on Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah, okay, well, hopefully that woke you up. We're back on Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Every week, the finest in classic soul and rhythm blues, that being vocal, instrumental, you name it. My name is Jason, and I have Gavin Walker in here from The Jazz Show, which usually airs Monday nights. It's been on for over 25 years now, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I started in 1984.
Wow.
Before you were born.
thank you for the compliment. I was born between Hendrix and Joplin.
Oh, okay. That's
leaving,
cool.
Leaving this earth somewhere around that time. It was very troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we've been listening to organists from the soul jazz style, but also from rhythm and blues. And we just heard a few folks. So, starting at the top, we heard Lonnie Smith off of the 1968 album Think. With Son of Icebag.
Yeah.
And then we heard Jimmy Smith from 1958 with a cover of Ray Charles's I Got a Woman. Now, Jimmy McGriff also did a version of that in 62, which had a part one and a part two, and part one got onto the R&B and pop charts quite highly as well. And Dave Baby Cortez, probably best known for the instrumental from 59 called Happy Organ, with a song called Rinky Dink, which I'm not sure it was recorded for, but it was at least licensed to Chess, because I have a 45 over there that I played off of that. You might have heard the scratches on there. Rinky Dink was the name of that kind of cha-cha one. So, yeah. So, we're getting around.
Right.
50 stuff and 60 stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So,
well, like you say, you know, the organ especially has, you know, feet in both styles of music,
right. Jazz
and rhythm and blues.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, by the time Cortez did that song and the Happy Organ, I think there weren't a whole lot of people in the R&B world actually playing organs. I mean, most of it was going on the jazz side, but I think that changed a little bit moving into the 60s, of course, with Booker T. Jones and Billy Preston and a few of those folks I hope to get to tonight, but we'll see. We'll see. But we have lined up next Jack McDuff off of a 1961 album called The Honey Dripper. That was a prestige album. You had Blue Note, you had Prestige, I think you had Riverside was another one. They were the indie labels, right?
Exactly. Blue Note and Prestige seem to emphasize more organ players than Riverside, although they try to, you know, contract a few people as well. But Blue Note kind of... Or Blue Note and Prestige kind of signed all these guys up because the organ was so stylish in jazz in the early 60s.
Right.
And that's when all these great guys came out. And so many of them didn't play the organ originally. Jack McDuff, for instance, started out as a bass player.
Bass player, yeah.
Then went to piano.
Yeah.
And he's also a great arranger. He can write big band charts and that sort of thing. And he discovered the organ and developed a really nice concept on it.
Mm-hmm.
And was around for years and years, and only he just died about just a few years ago.
Right.
And but another guy, I believe we're going to follow McDuff with Richard Groove Holmes.
Right. Yeah.
And he's one of my favorites, mostly because of his bass lines. He plays beautiful bass lines. And the thing about Groove Holmes is that he didn't play piano or any other instrument. The organ is his original instrument.
Right, right.
That's what he learned all his stuff on. And he had each of these guys had such a, apparently in the recording, because a lot of the recordings took place in Rudy Van Gelder's studio.
And I was just seeing that a lot of folks recorded them.
And so these organists would have different, you know, the Hammond is capable of all kinds of different sounds and setups.
Right. Yeah.
So these guys would have it. But when they were finished, they would push everything back to zero again.
Right.
So that the next organ player coming in couldn't You know, because they all had their own individual sounds and their own little ways of
and
doing
it. Wanted to preserve that, of course.
That's right.
Yeah, kind of like Freddie Keppard putting the handkerchief over his cornet so you couldn't see what
so you couldn't see. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Okay. So we're going to hear WAP off of the Honey Dripper, and then we're going to hear Misty, which was the most successful track off of Richard Groove's Holmes album called Soul Message.
Yeah, Groove Home. I'll just mention this. Yep. This Misty tune. This was a hit for Prestige Records. Groove Holmes had recorded for the West Coast Pacific Jazz label, mm-hmm. and the albums didn't sell very much. But when he moved to Prestige and recorded this tune, Misty, it was an immediate hit. And of course, they issued a 45 version of this to play in jukeboxes and so on. You know, so it really and it was a completely different way of playing Earl Garner's most famous tune.
Right.
Because you'll hear it.
Okay.
And it comes after WAP.
Yep. WAP first, followed by Misty on Shake a Tail Feather CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Remember that. Including the ones we have to use to play a lot of this music we're playing here in the studio. You're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. Gavin and myself are only in here for just over another 10 minutes, and then Chris will be coming in to do I Like the Scribbles. That'll go until 2 o'clock. And then there's a show from 2 until 4 called Vampire's Ball. Overnight programming after that until I think 8 in the morning, and then Steve comes in tomorrow with the Saturday Edge. Great folk program from 8 to midday, that is noon, lunch hour. So, you could stay up 24/7 and be completely happy with this station, no problem. But we've been doing the soul, jazz, and R&B organists tonight. We just covered several folks. Jack McDuff with WAP off of the Honey Dripper album from 61. From 65, Richard Groove Holmes with Misty on the Soul Message album. Shirley Scott with Soul Shoutin'. That was from 63, her and her husband Stanley Turrentine. And then we just heard Booker T. Jones. You can't have an organ show without Booker T. Jones and his group, the MGs. It stacks with his follow-up to their big hit Green Onions, a song called Mo Onions. Yeah, so now we're going to hear Leon Spencer, who was actually a sideman with Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons on their album called You Talk That Talk. And in fact, that's the name of the song, too, is it not?
That's right. Leon Spencer wrote it. And we hear one of the great tenor saxophone tag team matches, Ammons and Stitt. And the guitarist is an interesting guy. He's from the famous Freeman family out of Chicago. His brother Vaughn Freeman and brother Bruz Freeman. And George Freeman is a fine guitarist. You hear him on this one. And the drummer is the fabulous Idris Muhammad. And this smokes. I like the way this tune goes.
Great. Let's hear it. You Talk That Talk. Sonny Stitt, Gene Ammons, and the gang featuring Leon Spencer on organ. Thank you. We're back. And, that was Leon Spencer playing organ with Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons.
Yeah, and Gene was the first soloist.
Right.
Yeah, saxophone soloist, that is.
Right. You Talk, That Talk was the name of that album and song. And thanks for joining us. We're on our way out of here. Chris will be here with I Like the Scribbles in a few minutes. And so we're going to go out with another track. But thanks for coming on, Gavin. We got to do this again.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, I really enjoyed myself.
We can even do organs part two easily. We can do part 3 through 46. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff.
It goes on forever, doesn't it?
It does. And, yeah. And a lot of it is great. I mean, it's just so many different people and so many different songs.
And different sounds. And
that's right.
You know, all from the same B3.
That's right. Okay, well, thanks again and for bringing your collection in and stuff. And hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Meanwhile, if you haven't heard the jazz show, it's on Monday nights, 9 to midnight, more or less this time slot. So anyway, we're going to go out with a track off of an album called Right On, Brother. Boogaloo Joe Jones is playing guitar on this, and hence, I mean, it's his album. But one of the backup band members, Charlie Earland, is playing organ. And this will be our closing theme tonight, the song called Brown Bag. And do tune in to Shake a Tail Feather next week from 10:30 to midnight for more in the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. See you then.